for our Shift Today Radio experience. My name is Nina Roach, and you are welcomed by me and everyday people, and also my special guest, the Holy Spirit. I am so glad that we have an opportunity to kick off our brand new week with opportunities that we have never seen before. We are raising up our expectation for God to manifest himself, to show us his glory. I tell you, I've been so much on showing, expecting the glory of God to be manifested just among my personal life, just manifested in the ministry, manifested. Lord, show us your glory. Show us your Shekinah. Wherever we are, your presence is there. And I have experienced that, but I mean to even go to the next degree of it and to go into the depth of the glory where it's just everywhere you go, it's the glory. Amen? And so I really, really believe that. And I'm so glad that you have taken the time to make a decision to be a part of our radio weekly experience, because we're going to have a powerful week with the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is always teaching us and reminding us and aligning us. And it's nothing like maintaining what God has given us. You know, it's a good way to have stewardship. And I believe that you and I are growing in the grace of God and the anointing of God, that we're getting closer and closer to just manifesting what God has in the fullness, shall I say, of manifesting who God has been awaiting, the work that God has done. You know, God has a lot that he has invested in each one of us, and he has rolled up his sleeves, and he says, I'm not bagging up off of this. You know, maybe that could have been past season where God kind of, not that he didn't stop pursuing you or pursuing the thing that he was telling you to pursue and use your faith to obtain it, whether if it was for you, but even for others. And I believe especially for those that have been indebted and just in their relationship with the Holy Spirit, God is desiring for you. I hear the Holy Spirit even quickening me now. He's desiring for you to use your faith. It's one thing to use your faith for you, but are you using your faith for somebody else? I know recently we have gotten some prayer requests, even in our Wednesday shift worship experience, and I'm using the faith that I have for those requests. We're using that, our faith. And so because if the faith works for you, for sure it's going to work for someone else. Amen? And even if you collaborate with their faith or their desire to live or their desire to be whole or their desire to get out of something that they're in or whatever it is, use your measure of faith. But the great place to start to use your measure of faith is with you. Start small. Start wherever you are, believing God for you to overcome something that can be trying to attack your body, like over the weekend. I don't know what the heck it was, but whatever, some kind of virus or something was trying to just overtake my body. And I was like, no, this is not going to happen. And I just reminded my body, I kept saying this to myself without even taking any medication. I'd have to send my husband to Sprouts or to the natural places to go pick me up something, because there's so much word in me that 100% of my faith in God will work, because the word works, and I'm not bagging down because something tries to frustrate the plans of God, even concerning my body. And it's the same thing with you. So it's just taking a stand on what the word has said. And I kept telling my body, I said, body, you've been healed 2,000 years. Health, you have been, manifest yourself and be who you said that you would be according to the word, and by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. I didn't go on and make no long prayer requests. I just got into that word, put my eyes before the word, attend to my word, he said, listen to the word, had it in my ears on healing. And why? I just knew what to do. And so we must be equipped. When you come on these radio experiences weekdays, you're being challenged to challenge your perspective, to challenge whatever's coming against you with the word of God. Yes, the only way that the enemy will always be defeated is with the word of God. So your challenges will be, your perspectives will be challenged. You'll be equipped. You'll be empowered. You will know just what to do to make a difference. So if I'm making a difference on my own, well, not just on my own because I have the Holy Spirit with me, but if I'm making a difference in situations that are concerning me, then you for sure know that I can make a difference in the world that I'm called to. Amen? And it's the same thing with you. So as we come together collectively this morning for this Shift Today radio experience, I want you to know that you can have that word so reinforced inside of you. Put that word before your eyes. He says, attend to the word. And then what does he say? Incline your ears to the sayings of the word. So that's how faith comes. Your faith comes by hearing. So when it was concerning this, like I said, the situation that tried to attack my body over the weekend, guess what? The faith was already there for every measure of the things, as long as I could say this only for me, but I hope for you as well. You have faith for every area of your life if you have put your ears upon it. So faith can come. How does faith come? By hearing the word of God. He says, incline your ears to my sayings and let the words not depart from your eyes. So I kept holding on to that Proverbs 4, and I believe it was 24, and he was saying, and your body will be radiating with health. But the key with the body to be radiating with health, and that I'm experiencing even the fullness, even as of today, I'm stronger than I was yesterday, stronger than I was the day before. But through all of that, it has come because of the impartation of the word. If you could have 100% faith, even in the midst of 100% doubt, what's going to always win over is your faith in God. Because the more that you put the word of in your eye, before your eyes, incline it, put the word before your eyes. It says, don't let it depart before your eyes. So I was putting the word before my eyes. And then what? Inclining the word in my ears. And then what happened? Then I kept the word in the midst of my heart. Meditation. Meditation is the key. When you begin to see and you begin to imagine, you close your eyes and you picture of what the word looks like and what is it doing in your life or in your body or in your relationships or in your finances. Meditation is so important. That's actually the missing ingredient, I really believe, because sometimes you can put the word before your eyes, you put the word in your ears, you put it in your mouth. You need to meditate. Picture what it, that's the picture it. Ruminate, that means keep saying it. When that woman of the issue of blood for 12 years, she was meditating. She wasn't idle. When she had heard about Jesus and heard of his capacity and all that he was able to do and was doing as he was going from community to community. But you know what she said? The next time this guy comes back through here, I'm going to receive. So what she did, which is what we all do, sometimes we get the word and then we want to jump out there and you haven't even quite believed it yet. It's not reinforced in your spirit yet. So get the word, but make sure you got the power for that word to work. Amen? Not just jump out there. I'm doing the same thing with meditating, envisioning the people awaiting to get into our places of our Sunday worship experience. I'm envisioning that. I'm envisioning of just how this thing is just going to explode and ignite, because the people will hear among them that there is something new that is in their neighborhood, that God is here. God has moved into the city of Covina. Amen? And so I can just see that. And how is it? It's through meditation. Meditate on what the word of God, what the word is saying to you. And then when you do that, you're applying the word directly from your heart. You're reinforcing it. So when you come on here Monday through Friday, and we're making these personal daily decrees through the airwaves on every segment, you're getting all the inspiring messages to be reminded. And I praise God for the Holy Spirit, because I know that when he speaks through my lips of clay and think through my mind, I know he's confirming some things that you might have been listening to over the weekend, or something you might have been meditating on, or maybe wherever your local churches are, something that you heard and the Holy Spirit is bringing it back up, or even something you might have had just even in your own private time when you're doing your weekly or nighttime devotion. The Holy Spirit is going to always remind you, because he is the counselor. He is the comforter. He's the standby. He is with you, and he's not going to give up, because that's his assignment. The Holy Spirit has been assigned to us because he's constantly aligning us with God's purposes and plans, because he knows that God has not given up on us. He knows that God has invested too much in us through Jesus Christ. So once again, when my body was attacked over the weekend, guess what? I reminded that body, you know what? You've been healed for over 2,000 years. And even just by that revelation that just came out of me, you've been healed for over 2,000 years. So manifest yourself. And guess what? That word just came right up. And it literally started to, I could just sense it just overtaking my body, the word. Because what? The word is God's medicine on every area. He says it would be medicine to all of your flesh. And that's not just your soul, your mind, will, and emotion. It's medicine for your body. It's medicine for your relationships. The word, put the word on it. Always find the promise that you are standing on, because that's the only way that you can frustrate and remind the enemy that he is already a defeated foe, because you are holding on and you have a promise from God that is possession. It is in your spirit and it is in your mouth. So when you say the word of God, from inclining your ears into it and keeping it in the midst of your heart and putting your eyes before it and not letting the word depart from your eyes. It's one thing to read the word, I mean, to listen to the word, but he says in Proverbs, don't let it depart from your eyes. Put that word before you. I know for me, I've been reading between Romans and a Proverbs a day. I tell you, you'll be on court or stay on point, because Romans, if you never really studied the book of Romans, for such a time as this, for me personally, dealing with righteousness, because when you know your righteous stand, to me, every believer, if you've not read it in the fullness, especially as you're growing on different levels in your faith walk, because I've read Romans before, but God, the Holy Spirit specifically has me reading Romans, because when you read the book of Romans, to me, after reading John, that's for new babies to me. Of course, we're going to always read John, but that's always the place that I always tell people that are new believers in Christ. I says, you know what? Start with John so you can just see the manifested presence of Jesus. You can see what he has obtained. You will fall in love with John. You'll understand that the word was here first, and God began to do his work through him. It's the Father that does the work. Jesus talks about he's the bread of life, that he is our provider. He's all of these things. So John is a great place. But I tell you, when you're ready for Romans, Romans is like, to me, the New Testament version of the Proverbs. And it's teaching you how to live as a citizen of the kingdom. And Paul does a very good job of reading, writing that book of Romans to the church of Rome. And it tells you about, basically, it tells you about your nation, how to pray. I also want to remind you all while I have you here is to check out your app. Your app has been updated. I mentioned to you all on the Shift Wednesday worship experience that on the app that I would put on there for you all the information about voting. So you'll see one of the very last tabs on your app. It'll say Vote November 6th. Now, I'm going to keep this here, or your vote and your voice, even past November 6th, but I'm going to use this as a form that you can tap that to so that we can pray for our nation. So you'll be able to see that the app is updated. Some things have been removed, like the prayer watches, because you can go to the website to get that. I wanted this to be just a quick, ready access for the things that are here, getting to know Jesus, the next steps you're going to take, the one-year Bible, the core training. We got a core faith foundation training that'll be coming up. That's only 4 weeks that our ministry leader, Jackie Lopez, will be doing once we get ready to launch our church, because we believe that before you join any of our iServe teams, we want you to know your core foundations, to be, even if you've been a believer for many years, sometimes something might have been dropped in the middle of those gaps and you didn't get what you needed. So on there, you'll be able to check out the updated app and get what you need from there. I just wanted to also give out that announcement. So with that, let's go ahead and make some daily decrees. Today we're going to build ourselves up praying in our most holy faith. And I'm going to be very diligent by really by releasing this line at 6:30. So let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Erebo shaka tatarabo sando robo saba baba sito robo saba. Continue to pray. Ile erebo sandara basite erebo sandara basite. Glory be to God. Erebo sandara basinde erebo sanda. Erebo sandara basite. Ite erebo sanda. Thank you, Lord God. Erebo sandara basinde erebo sandara basite. Thank you, Father. Erebo sandara raba sindere rebo sata. Isho kondo robo sata tere rebo sata. We know, Father, that when we pray in the Spirit, that we're entering into the supernatural realm. Erebo sandara raba sindere rebo sata. Ito to robo sandara raba sindere rebo sata. Rabo bobo raba baba baba tite. We are being strengthened in our inner man now. With all might. You're keeping us spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally well and fit. We're praying in the Spirit, Father. We're serving you from our spirits. Iko toto robo saka tatarabasi kete rebo saka tatarabasi kerebo kaka karabaka kaka. You are giving us the spirit ascendancy and power over the flesh. Elebo saka tatarabasi kala la 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 basaka la 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 basaka tatarabasi ke. Roso kondura baba baba rabasi kerebo saka. When we're praying in tongues, we're worshiping you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Elebo saka tatarabasi kete rebo saka tatarabaka kaka. We're communicating with you. Elebo sanda rabasi kerebo saka tatarabasi kerebo saka. Roso kondura mamasi toto robo saba para papa papa. Elebo saka tatarabasi kerebo kotolo robo saka tatarabasi ke. Roso kondura rabasi katarabaka rabasi kerebo saka tatarabasi kerebo saka. Ele bosaka talarabasike drebosaka tarabasike rebosaka rosso condurra papa papa si condurra papa si te terebosaka rosso condurra papa si condurra papa papa rosso condurra papa papa si condurra papa papa rosso condurra papa papa ropo sa papa papa erebosaka tatarabasike rebosaka. Come on, build yourselves up. Pray in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Halabasika tatarabasika tatarabasaka tarabasaka. Elebosaka talarabasika terebosaka talarabasika terebosaka. Elebosaka talarabasika terebosaka talarabasika terebosaka. Rosso condorama mamasika de terebosaka tatarabasaka talarabasi. Elebosaka talarabasika karapa papa. Rosso condorobo sapatata tatapasiko topuko topaka. In the name of Jesus, if you agree with that prayer, why don't you go ahead and say amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Let's make our declarations of faith today in regards to our strength and in our for our inner man in the name of Jesus. For the word of God tells us in Ephesians 3:14-21 that we have the strength to comprehend the full measure of Christ's love. In the name of Jesus. So may that love be comprehensible today. May it be experienced today, the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. I also want to read to you from Ephesians 3:14-21 from the from the Message Bible this morning. Ooh, God is just so faithful, I tell you. Ephesians 3. Once again, Ephesians 3. Let's get here, Ephesians 3, chapter 14-21. Mm-mm-mm. Praise God. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Oh, how many of you know God's a preserver? His word does the work. I tell you, if we just hold on to the word, let the word do what it's been called to do, I tell you, it's nothing that compares to it. You know, I'm going to read Ephesians 3, 14 through 21 this morning from the translation, the Passion Translation. It says, "So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength," here it is, "until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power." Did you really get that? It says, so Paul is saying that he's praying that until the strength is floods our innermost being and with his divine might and exposure of power, that God would unveil within us the unlimited riches of his glory. See, that's the unlimited riches of his presence, his glory in the name of Jesus, his favor, his kavod, amen, until the supernatural strength floods your innermost being, that's your spirit, with his divine might and explosive power. Verse 17, then, and not until this happens before then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astounding love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and exclusive it is, endless, love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are overflowing with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you. I'm going to say that again. Ephesians 3, verse 20 from the Passion Translation. Never doubt God's mighty power. What's God's mighty power? It's the anointing. Never doubt the anointing to work in you and accomplish all of this. See, I haven't doubted yet. That's what I'm experiencing, that anointing, that power from the word. He will achieve. Who's he? The Holy Spirit. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for the miraculous power constantly energizes you. Now we offer up to God all the glorious praise and rises from every church in every generation through Jesus Christ, and all that will yet be manifest through time and eternity. Do you hear what that word is telling us? That never doubt God's amazing power. Never forget that it's the Holy Spirit that's going to accomplish all of this. He's going to do more than our greatest request, anything that we can ever imagine. He's going to exceed that according to the faith that's working in us. So the word is going to energize us, amen? And that's what I've been experiencing, and that's what you also can experience every single day. You know, before coming on this broadcast, I was even thinking about how will you ever know God's mighty power if you don't experience something that's trying to frustrate God's word? It just came to me, just like that. How will you know the anointing works? Because the anointing works. Even your faith works. Faith works for what's impossible. You don't need faith for something that you can do. You don't need faith for something that's possible, that's something that you know that you can do, even though, of course, we still need God's help. But faith is for the impossible. The power of God is for the impossible. So how will you know if the anointing works, if something is not frustrating you? See, I know that whatever was trying to attack my body, it was trying to frustrate the word of God that was in me. Can't happen. I didn't change anything the way I ate. So, of course, you have to also look within yourself, your own self, to see, did I change anything? Did I do anything? Did it something that I say? Because did I miss the mark by my words? Because, you know, your words can get you into a situation, too. But I never once said that I was sick. Never once said that I was sick. Was the sickness or whatever was trying to come upon my body a reality? Yes, it was. But my faith was working 100%. because I had the word on it. I inclined my eyes before the word. I didn't let it depart but before my eyes. At night, I went to bed with the words concerning healing in my ear to reinforce the word, and I woke up saying every single day that, guess what, I've been healed for 2,000 years. So body, manifest your healing that I've had for 2,000 years. It's just as simple as that, you all. It doesn't get any more complicated or any much more easier than that, shall I say. Let's make this daily decree this morning concerning our spirit, our strength in the inner man. Let's say this: Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my body. When I think of the wisdom and scope of God's plan, I fall down on my knees and I pray to the Father of all the great family of God. Some of them already in heaven and some down here on earth, that out of his glorious unlimited resources, he will give me the mighty inner strengthening of his Holy Spirit. And I pray and decree that Christ will be more and more at home in my heart, living within me. May my roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love, and may I be able to feel how deep and how high his love really is, and to experience his love for myself, though it is so great that I will never see it to the end of it, never see the end of it, or fully know or understand it. So at last, I will be filled up with God himself. For greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Now glory be to God, who by his mighty power is at work within me, is able to do far more than I would ever ask or dare to imagine or even dream of, infinitely beyond my highest prayers, my highest decrees, desires, and thoughts of hope. In Jesus' name, I believe it, I feel it, and I take that I have today strength in the inner man and belief in the power of God that is working in me. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for manifesting your word. I seal my declaration of faith today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask or imagine, according to the power that's working in me, to him that is able to keep me from falling and failing and to present me faultless of his glory with exceeding joy, the Holy Spirit is sustaining my spirit, my soul, my body, and he is keeping me strong in my inner man. To the Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, immortal God, invincible God, the only wise God, be honored and glorified forever and ever. Amen and amen. I gave you the full 30 minutes because I got on here a couple minutes late. But if hallelujah is the highest principle, let's give it up and say hallelujah. Thank God that you right now have the power of God that is working inside of you. I know for me, I'm thankful this morning that not only do I have the word, but I have the power of God. The power of God that is fighting my battles, that is fighting against anything that is even trying to frustrate the plans and the purpose of God for my life, for the ministry, for the business, for my health. In the name of Jesus, Father, may you be glorified in your word today. May none of these words that we have decreed and declared fall short in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are now rebuking every retaliating spirit that is coming against the word of God. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. I love you today, and God bless you. And thank you once again for being my Shift Today local partners and being my legacy partner. I cannot do this mission without you. Paul always had partners. They had partners, and I got partners. And guess what? And I am thankful. And just know that I'm praying for you. Continue to pray for me. And together, we're going to get the job done and turn this world in Jesus' name. I love you. God bless you. Amen.